8:34 on a Tuesday morning, the Kyle and Ken Show brought to you by the Willows of Marshalltown, family-owned. When you're here, your home. Todd Steinkamp filling in for Kyle Martin, and it's time for Getting to Know You, your opportunity to get to know someone who you may not know. Heck, I don't even know sometimes. This morning, let me back up a second. Last week, received a message from Amber Danielson. She is the executive director for the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance. And it turns out that the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance has partnered with the city of Marshalltown to do a sidewalk poetry project. And they have commissioned an Iowa poet to do this. Now, we're going to talk about the project itself, but first I'd like to introduce you this morning to our special guest on Getting to Know You, where we're going to get to know Akwi Ng. Akwi, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. It's such a pleasure to be with you today.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I've been looking forward to this because I think this is going to be such a neat thing for Marshalltown with the project that's going on. And we will talk about the project. But first, Akwi, as this is Getting to Know You, we're going to dive deep. And we're going to find out a little bit more about you. So first and foremost, let's just talk about where you grew up and where you're originally from.
Sure. So I was born in Iowa City. My dad and my mom actually met when they were both going to school at Ames at Iowa State, and then they moved to Iowa City, where my dad got his PhD, and that's where I was born. And then shortly after I was born, my mom and my dad and I hightailed it to Cameroon on the west coast of Africa, where my dad is from. And I lived there until I was about 8 years old. So it's always hard for me to sort of pinpoint one location that I grew up in. So grew up in Cameroon. That was an interesting upbringing. My dad and mom, when they got there, my dad gave my mom a list of 100 names and 100 phone numbers and said, if I go missing, start at the top and work your way down.
Oh, my.
So my mom didn't really know what she was in for when she married my dad, but that's another story for another day. And then about 7, 8 years old, we moved to Springville, Iowa, where my mom is from, and I grew up there for a few more years, and the summer before eighth grade, moved to Cedar Rapids, and I've been living here ever since.
So you said you were in Cameroon till about the age of eight. Did I hear that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Do you remember much about growing up? Because those years can kind of just flash by. Do you remember much about living there?
I remember quite a bit. I remember more than you'd perhaps think. I remember the school that I attended. I remember my teachers and my friends and my peers. I remember, you know, the kind of playing that we used to do. We spent so much time just playing outdoors. And I had several siblings, and they all had a number of friends. And so I just remember being very, very happy in my childhood. I remember the foods we ate. I feel like if I were to go back, there would be some, that sense of smell, the sense that I'm sure that I would remember it immediately. I'm sure I would feel it immediately. But, yeah, I remember quite a bit of it.
Akwi Ng is our guest this morning on Getting to Know You here on KFJB. You mentioned the food real quick. Any interesting dishes that stand out to you when you were in Cameroon, Africa?
Yeah, one of the snacks that was very common to eat was fried grasshoppers.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you partake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I mean, you know, when you're growing up with it, you don't think of it as odd or strange, you know? It's just like potato chips here.
Now, you have two daughters, is that right?
I do. They're 16 and 14 years old, yeah.
Have they ever, I'll put this both ways, have they ever wanted to try that, or have you ever tried to encourage them to try fried grasshoppers?
We have never talked about the delicacy of fried grasshoppers as a snack in our home.
That might be something to bring up around the dinner table tonight, you know what I mean?
There we go. I'm going to go for it. You know, my younger daughter would probably be like, yeah, sure, let's try it.
Akwi Ng, our guest this morning here on Getting to Know You, getting ready to talk more about the project that's going to be going on in conjunction with Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance, partnering with the city of Marshalltown for a sidewalk poetry project. But before we talk about that, we're just trying to get to know Akwi just a little bit more. So you move back to Iowa, and then you said that was around the eighth grade, is that correct?
No, that was, so moved back to Iowa
around
seven or eight. Yep,
okay, okay.
At 8 years old, and then moved from Springville, farm town in Iowa, to Cedar Rapids the summer before eighth grade, yeah.
So quite the cultural difference from Africa to Iowa. What were your thoughts when you moved back to Iowa then?
Oh my goodness, it was such a culture shock. I mean, if you can imagine, And so it was a culture shock for a number of reasons, but one of the things that was the same or felt familiar was the agricultural focus, okay? So Cameroon, I mean, what I remember is the farmers and the long-horned cattle and them sort of walking the cattle along the dirt roads. And so that element of agriculture was the common factor between Cameroon to moving to my grandparents' farm in Springville, Iowa. But everything else was very, very different. And I always, part of my art, part of my personality, part of the way I am as a friend, as a communicator, as an educator, is really rooted in the background and the very opposite cultural experiences that I had in Cameroon and Springville. So when I was in Cameroon, my family was actually quite well off and wealthy. And because I was American and biracial, I was seen as white. So I grew up in Cameroon thinking I was white and we were wealthy. Moved to Springville, Iowa, and it was a 180 degree turn. We were poorer than dirt, as my sister says. And I was, obviously very clearly and quickly identified as black. And so my entire identity was shifted with that move from Cameroon to Springville. And all of that has informed who I am, but, not in negative ways. One of the things that's always important to me is to think about the relationships between outsiders and insiders, and that ends up coming out in my work as well.
Yeah, so I'm looking, and by the way, Akwi has a website. We'll give that out too, so you can go check out more about her, because you're going to be hearing more about her in this project, which we'll talk more about coming up in a few moments. But I'm just trying to get a little background on you. You've got, I'm just going to read off some of this, and you can jump in, award-winning writer, sure, performer, visual artist, as well. You've appeared on stage in California's Wine Country, New York's Fashion Week. So how did you make the leap? I don't want to call it a bizarre travel, from Iowa to Africa, back to Iowa. Then all of a sudden you're performing nationwide, and I know we're taking a big jump here, but how did you first and foremost get interested in being a performer and poetry and the arts?
Yeah, I wanted to be a writer ever since I was in middle school. That passion for writing and just the relationship that we have with words in a number of ways is something that has been with me since middle school into high school. Double majored in journalism and English at the University of Iowa. And really my focus with words and writing up through college was always writing for the page. And then I was a teacher at Washington High School here in Cedar Rapids, and a colleague of mine at the time who was writing for a local theater company and performing for that theater company, sort of like Saturday Night Live, where it's a group of writers who write original content and then perform it on stage. Well, they were looking for a new writer / actor. And this particular friend was always good at sort of roping me into things, but I wasn't sure. I knew what I was getting into. And he said, hey, they're looking to hire a new writer. Would you be interested? And I said, yes. And I thought I was really being hired as a writer, but they, to their credit, SPT Theater hired me as a writer, sort of metaphorically threw me into the deep end of the pool as a performer and said, you can do it. You can swim. Just go. And so my introduction to performance was really not something I was expecting, not something that I was looking for, but found that the relationship with words and a live audience was really the angle that I wanted to take at that point in my creative career, and just flourished, was thankful for the opportunities that SPT Theater offered me to explore that relationship between spoken word and words on the stage with a live audience. And so over the course of about 4 very fast years, I learned a lot through my experience with SPT and then just pushed myself out into the national scene, built relationships over the course of those years and started performing all over the place. So, it's been exciting.
Had you done any stage performance before that moment? Like, were you in high school plays or anything like that?
Nothing like that. No high school plays, no stage experience whatsoever in high school or college. The only experience that I had was literally that same colleague roped me into one one experience where he said, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" I said, I don't know. I got nothing on my calendar." And he said, "Well, we're having some workshops at Theater Cedar Rapids tonight. You should come." And I said, "Okay, fine." And went to the workshop. Well, very quickly realized it was not a workshop. It was a rehearsal. an audition.
And, oh.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I just stumbled headfirst into an audition, and I didn't know that. And so that was really the only experience prior to SPT Theater was unwittingly being roped into an audition.
Sometimes those are the best ways, though, yeah. Right? I mean, you just, because otherwise you probably wouldn't have gone. So it's a good thing that he kind of, I don't know if he forgot to mention that or what, but it's a good thing that it happened that way.
It is. Yeah, I mean, he's been a great friend, and really, it's interesting because he has been the reason a couple of those experiences came to life, and I was cast in that show, and I was terrified. Like, I sat there thinking, I didn't even know I was auditioning, and now I'm in a show, but yeah.
We're going to get
to... That's been my life, really. Todd, I mean, that's been my life. Like, I don't know what I'm doing until suddenly I'm doing it.
I think that goes for a lot of people. Just until you're thrown in that fire, you just don't know what it's going to be like. And if you knew that fire was coming, you'd probably avoid it. So it's probably a good thing that it happened like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're talking to Akwi Ingi this morning. Akwi, what is your website so our listeners can go and check that out and find out a little bit more about you, too?
Yeah, it's my firstnamelastname.com. So AKWI, N as in Nancy, J as in Jack, I.com.
We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the specifics and move up to a little more timely conversation about what Akwi has been up to the past couple of years and how she got involved with this project that is going to be coming to Marshalltown as she teams up with the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance. We'll talk about that coming up when we come back to Getting to Know You here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. It's 8:50 on a Tuesday morning here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Todd Steinkamp sitting in for Kyle Martin. It is Getting to Know You. And this morning we are getting to know Akwi Ingi, a poet from Iowa, and so much more. She continues to join us on the program. Akwi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Todd.
So let's talk more specifically about when I got this email last week from Amber Danielson, as I mentioned earlier, the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance, partnering her up with the city of Marshalltown to do a sidewalk poetry project. Now, this is going to take place in the it's a new pocket park being created between City Hall and the Coliseum off State Street this summer. And they've commissioned you to help put this together. Now, there's a lot of moving parts, if you will, in this, but can we start with how were you contacted on this, Akwi? How did they get a hold of you, and how were you chosen?
Amber Danielson, as you mentioned, executive director of the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance, she and I have known each other through a variety of ways in the artistic world. We're both on the Iowa Arts Council board. She's aware of my poetry and my writing, and she just sent me an email and introduced me to the project and the concept via email. And I at that point, just wanting to receive my feedback on the concept. And I was just so excited from the very beginning. It is exactly the kind of project that I just enjoy doing most. And so she and I just went back and forth a little bit about the concept. And then she asked if I would be willing to be the poet who would do the work. And I said, absolutely. This is exactly the kind of project that really brings me joy, makes me feel like I'm truly living my purpose.
So how is this going to work then? So you're going to be talking to individuals here in Marshalltown and Marshall County. And this is all based around, we should let everyone know, this is based around the experience during and after the tornado that we had back in 2018, the EF3 tornado that moved through here. So You're going to be sitting down and having conversations with people. How's it going to work?
Yeah, so exactly, like you described. So one of the reasons this project has emerged is because it's really an attempt, part of a larger plan to basically restore sections of the community, right? Rebuild and restore after the tornado, after the destruction of the tornado. And so one of the things that I want to do is, and will be doing, is interviewing different members of the community who were directly impacted by the tornado. And Amber and her team are working with me to schedule those interviews. Those interviews will take place either via Zoom or in-person social distancing with masks masks and so on. You know, we still want to be aware of that, the precautions that we need to be taking for people's health in general. So between a combination of Zoom interviews and conversations, as well as in-person conversations, I'll be collecting basically firsthand experiences from a number of people in the community. And then what I have to do is distill those comments, distill those memories, distill that information that I receive from those individuals in those interviews into poetry. And what I always say about this kind of work, number one, one of the aspects that I love about it most is that it's really co-creating art with the community. It's not my words. Some of it will be my words, but really it's a rearranging, it's a reimagining of the words that they offer me in the interviews. And then also it's what I call alchemizing or transforming trauma into beauty. Hmm. So the poetry isn't necessarily going to be reminiscent of the destruction. It's coming out of, and it will be beautiful, joyful, you know, poetry that unfortunately has its roots in destruction, but it will be beautiful poetry, and it will be hopeful poetry, and it will be co-created by, you know, people directly impacted by the tornado.
So what is your, well, first of all, do you know how many people you're going to be talking to?
Yeah, Amber and I have talked a little bit about that. It's going to be roughly no more than 20 or so people. Some of the interviews will be one-to-one. Some of them I'll just be talking with one individual. Some of them I might be talking with a couple or a pairing of people. And then we've talked about ensuring that there's a variety of perspectives that I'm covering. So we're going to be working to talk with a group of young people who were attending summer camp
when
the tornado came through. And so that will be a group of, you know, somewhere around 6 to 8 of those young people. So really trying to get a variety of perspectives.
And that's interesting. You talk about the Coliseum. Where this is going to be is it's going to be in that area between City Hall and the Coliseum. That's where this pocket park is going to be. And this is very unique. Those stories that you take, you're going to turn those into, and you can tell me how many different poems, but they're going to be stamped into the concrete throughout that pocket park, right?
Correct. Yeah, and there will be 10 poems altogether.
Wow. So you're going to take everybody's stories and you're going to put these together. What's your process to do that? I mean, are you recording the sessions? Are you just listening and waiting for something to stand out for you and writing it down? What's your process?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So I'll record the conversations, of course, with everyone's permission, and then and also take notes. So when I'm taking notes, it's really those phrases. There might be phrases or words that just pop, you know, in my mind. They are little sparks that emerge as a person is talking. There might be a phrase, there might be a word that just pops, and I write that down. And then after the interview, I listen to the interview again. I look at my notes, and it's sort of just, you feel it. You feel when there's a spark or there's energy, there's life behind a phrase or words, and then it's just a matter of piecing them together differently. And it's, I always get excited when a person sees their words in print. They don't even sometimes realize those are your exact words. I've just rearranged them a little differently. You know, they think, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. You wrote that. And it's like, no, well, you were a larger part of it than you may realize, you know?
We've got about 2 minutes left. As we talk to Akwi Inji, she's going to be the poet who's going to help put together this project here with the Marshall County Arts and Cultural Alliance. Have you been to Marshalltown, and did you see the damage of the tornado after it hit in 2018?
Oh, I appreciate you asking that question. I actually was just there in Marshalltown meeting Amber specifically to get a tour of the community and to see the damage. I hadn't been there since the tornado until that recent visit a couple of weeks ago. And again, that's one of, you know, that's a part of the process for me too, is really seeing the space and getting familiar with the spaces in the community. And the damage is just incredible, and recognizing that, you know, there's still a lot in terms of trees down and stumps that are still visible, and really recognizing that 3 years later, this is an improvement from what it looked
right,
like, you know, after the storm. And, you know, living in Cedar Rapids, we had the derecho recently, and so driving through Marshalltown with Amber was really just chilling, because it looks so familiar to Cedar Rapids, and recognizing how long the road to recovery really will be. But the recovery will occur, and it is occurring, and this is one step in the process, you know?
This is going to be so nice, and it's going to be such a nice feature in Marshalltown. Aqui NG going to be teaming up with the Marshall County Arts and Cultural Alliance, partnering with the city of Marshalltown to do this sidewalk poetry project, and we're going to see this happen later on this summer. Aqui, I hope you will keep us updated with this, and I'm sure once it's all done, we'll have the opportunity to talk to you again. But thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to meet with us and meet with our listeners on getting to know you here on KFJB. Thanks so much for your time.
Todd, I appreciate it so much. It's such a pleasure to talk with you this morning.
You too, Aqui. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much. It is Getting to Know You every Tuesday morning here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.